Phone Boy Speaks, episode 927.
Monsanto.
As a No Agenda Show listener, I've heard over the years, I've heard many, many stories about Monsanto and how, quote unquote, evil they've been, they are, how GMOs may not be such a fantastic thing. And to be honest, I don't know, right? I mean, it's, and I think there's not enough information to really say that GMOs are really, really bad for you or that they are really, really good for you. But I think it's important to know that you're eating food that has been in some way genetically modified. I think having informed choice is a good thing, but there's also some, I don't know, there's some realities that somebody who has, or somebody who dissected some of the evil stuff that Monsanto supposedly had done, and maybe, you know, maybe just maybe they're not quite as evil as we think. And first of all, you've got that history of Monsanto chemical, and most of that, but you know, that business was sold to Pfizer, and you know, again, you know, pharmaceutical type stuff, and that's where, you know, some of their evil originally came from, and then they were doing agriculture stuff as well, and now they get a bad rap for GMOs and such, but controlling the world's food market, which of course they don't really do. They do control some part of it, but it's certainly not an overwhelming majority by any stretch of the imagination. So the thing about seeds was kind of in this article was actually kind of interesting, because I never really thought of it that, yeah, actually, you know, seeds are actually pretty cheap, and you know, farmers want predictable, consistent product that maintaining and storing seeds and reusing them. First of all, it's a lot of work. Second of all, there's no guarantee that the seeds will necessarily work, and so if the seeds don't work, then you know they buy them every year, then they have a recourse. Whereas if they just save them and reuse them, there's no recourse. So it's just a different point of view on the subject. And again, the guy could be a shill for Monsanto, putting out disinformation out there. But who knows, right? I mean, this is true with any companies. There's always, I'm sure there's always two sides to it, and we only hear parts of it. You know, people that don't have an agenda, quote unquote. I'm sure they've got their own opinions on things, and so let's not pretend that anybody's just objectively presenting facts here. But as I say, it's good to hear the other side of it, and you know, maybe Monsanto is not quite as evil as they have been given credit for. And certainly the more evil parts of Monsanto are now no longer in Monsanto. But and the story about them not deciding not to change their name, which, you know, maybe they should have done that. That might have been a good idea. But anyway, check this article out in the show notes about debunking some of the quote unquote evil things about Monsanto. And I'm not 100% sure on the whole GMO foods thing. But again, I think that can simply be solved by knowing, requiring labeling and knowing what you're having or not. And then you can make an informed choice, which either way. And probably more science needs to be done on the, you know, on the GMO stuff to determine how really safe it is. It's out there, and you know, again, we need to at least be aware of it. We've been kind of genetically modifying stuff for a while, maybe not on the same scale that Monsanto is doing it, but Monsanto is not as controlling of the food supply as we think either. So at least open your mind to the possibility that maybe all of the Monsanto hate is perhaps a little bit misplaced. Again, at least it gave me something to think about, which is definitely a good thing to do every now and again. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.